Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Consumerists. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ricky.
And we're your co-hosts.
And we're back.
That one was better.
That was good. So I don't know, you know, second time is a charm. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we actually started recording prior to this, and I realized every week we had an issue.
Some sort of issue. Like, what was that? Okay, Sarah, last week when I uploaded, I noticed pretty soon after that I had uploaded our episode, I was checking levels. And so in my program, you can solo different voices and tracks and stuff like that.
Fancy.
And right. So, and I thought, okay, it's good to go. I just exported it, uploaded it. Like, I'm like an expert at this. Listening to it, it sounded so scary. Did you hear any of it, Sarah?
No, but I heard that it was just my voice.
It was shocking. It was terrifying because it was silence and then just you ha, 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 like laughing and then like going, yeah, yeah, like things like that. Like it was actually terrifying because if you didn't know what that was, you would think it was someone like spying.
Oh my god,
on you.
Imagine someone just like found just the episode
found
and
the episode.
Like just
it'd be like someone in their car, like in their trunk talking to them. Like it was terrifying. So well,
thank you
know,
for
we're just
messaged
kind of,
me us though to
yeah.
tell us that
we got a lot of 911 yeah like yeah. abort
appreciate it
messages. So we do appreciate that.
Totally.
How have you been, Sarah? We haven't talked for a week.
Ricky ghosted me again. So he went into town when I moved, and then he was like,
yeah,
ooh, I
know.
Think she's probably doing stuff around her house. So I'm going to ghost her.
Like, honest to God, like I could sense that you were painting, and there's no way I'm getting sucked into that. I would rather send you $500 to hire a man.
I was just joking. I will accept that e-transfer. oh my god, yeah. Ricky has this annoying thing where he doesn't accept e-transfers, like just will not accept them. So if he'll like I'm like, Ricky, can you just like I've literally
like,
sent him e-transfers
I...
and the money has just been held in limbo for 60 days and then it gets put back
yeah.
in my bank.
Like I am not accepting an e-transfer for brunch. I'm sorry, I just can't. I would wake up in the middle of the night in a pool of sweat thinking about that, like to accept like a $40 e-transfer from a friend? It's
well, and
crazy.
It's funny because you don't have direct deposit, so someone can't just put money in there.
Oh,
I
right.
mean, you've done it to me before. You've put money in my bank account. You've just sent me money, but it's funny.
Oh,
you've totally sent me money for it.
No, but for bigger purchases. Like we had, when we went on our trip, we had like, you know, we had
oh,
to
yeah.
square up like $200. Like that's
yeah.
different. That's different.
Yeah.
You know, anything under 100, I don't accept.
What a life of luxury.
What
you
a life.
You lead.
Yes,
my
yes.
God.
Just through, like, bleeding money is actually the truth of what my life. Just bleeding money everywhere.
I know that life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What
that's
have
why
you?
We're, yeah, that's serious. That's why we're here.
That's why we have this podcast. So what have you been bleeding?
Well, I mean, yeah, painting proved to be an expensive, tedious
yeah. But
process?
It looks good. It looks so
yes,
good.
Yes, the blue walls are gone. Oh. My whole main floor is white.
Oh,
it's like
so
a
good.
Fresh palette. But it's comical how small my furniture looks there. Like my house looks like
mm-hmm.
it looks so
it's
barren.
Into
in
a
my
tiny... Yes.
I know. Looks like doll furniture. Like, or it's not, it just doesn't suit the space anymore, but that's okay.
There
you
is
know,
something to be
it,
said
but...
about scale, right? Like there is something,
yeah.
that, you know, yeah.
Oh my
I'm
god! Well, my apartment
that.
Was so compact, and now it's like big
mm-hmm.
and lots of space. And
I'm good at scale. I need to get in there. I need to.
You do need to
I
get
need
in
to get
here.
In
like,
there. Yeah.
Can you stop ghosting me every? Like, what are you even doing? What have you been doing this weekend?
COVID. It's COVID.
Okay. COVID,
what have
yeah.
I been doing? Okay, this
yeah.
weekend, I. God, like I don't even. I hardly remember what I did this past weekend. What the fuck? I don't know. Matt and I go for like a million walks and everything. We
yeah.
should have went for a walk. That would have been nice. And I could have seen
I know,
your place.
But it was kind of shitty this weekend.
It was a bit
right?
shitty. Yeah. Yeah. We went for yeah. an epic, epic walk at Fish Creek Park, actually. I do remember
oh,
that.
Oh, nice.
And
I did
it
was a few weeks
awesome.
Ago with my friend Kelly and it was
yeah.
so nice to get. It felt like, it kind of feels like you're almost out of the city, right?
Yeah. It's like you're like, yeah, like it's really mountainy and yeah, it's beautiful. So I did that and I don't know. There's just not much you can do now, at least. Restaurants are opened up today, or a lot of them are opening up.
Yes.
I've been seeing announcements and everything. So that kind of gives me so much inspiration, like to think that I could get dressed up and go out.
Put on clothes and be seen and go. I know it's funny. I'm still not allowed to go to your house in Alberta, but we're allowed. We're fully legally allowed to go to a restaurant.
Meet each other. Meet up with each other.
Yep.
At a restaurant. But if you want to come back.
Support Alberta's economy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? I think we support Alberta's economy enough. Okay, I will not.
I think we're like one of the top supporters of this economy. I swear, we're in the top percentile.
We're truly saving Alberta's economy one black T-shirt at a time. Okay? You're welcome. Totally. Okay, but again, the thing is that we actually did make plans to hang out this weekend, but we couldn't find a brunch spot to go to that had a patio.
Well, that
we just
is
gave
true.
Up the dream. We
yeah,
were
that
like,
is
I'm
true.
Done.
That's true. There's no one, like, why can't anyone open for brunch on a patio, take reservations?
I know.
Brunch, people.
Like, what are we doing?
We need brunch. We need
I'll meet you for brunch on Saturday, early.
Oh, absolutely. Where? I don't know.
Because I really want to go to Pigeonhole, but it's still not open.
It's still not open. They're open at noon, but that's not really.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's lunch. Okay. Well, we went there.
I could do lunch.
We went there before my birthday, and it was.
Oh. Sarah, that was a memorable brunch.
That was
really fun.
Oh, the food was so
and
good.
The food
and it
was
so
just
fun.
Great. We had like
and you gave me such a good gift.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was so good. To get dressed up again. I'm still thinking about like what am I? I'm still hoarding, you know, hoarding clothes. And I was going through yet again more clothes. I'm starting to kind of pack some stuff like. I know.
I hate talking about this. It gives me anxiety, but go continue.
All the winter stuff I'm for sure can pack. Like, so yeah. It's getting all dry cleaned and all like vacuum sealed and all, you know, all the right stuff to move and everything. So I was going through some stuff and like, I have a very interesting wardrobe. I don't know. I think I've pared it down quite a bit because I'm honestly only taking the most beautiful clothes there. I'm not doing any riffraff. Like if I'm undecided about it, it's not getting moved. Right. So
that's good.
It's been a good like kind of process, I think.
Totally.
Yeah. And then I'm repairing all these clothes.
So
yeah. It's yep. so good. Like anything that was ill fitting, but was expensive, that I need taken in, I think it's worth it. So I've been doing that and, that's been paying off. Like it's really improving my wardrobe. You know, like my jeans that I got like hemmed with the fringe.
Yeah.
Look
yeah. That's
so
right.
good. Like,
do they?
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks so good. Oh, you haven't seen that.
Oh, I love that. No.
Oh my
I feel like
God.
We haven't seen each other in like 3 weeks. It's weird. Even on a
that's
walk.
That's crazy. Well, for wow. 3 weeks. That's right. Because I was away when you moved.
Yep.
And then last weekend I somehow didn't reach out to you when you were painting. And then the weekend before that was when we went for our epic walk.
Yeah.
Oh my
no,
God.
For sure. Oh, that was a good walk though that week. I remember I ate that. My highlight of that walk was definitely eating that entire ham and cheese.
That ham and cheese
croissant.
While
I was waiting for you to get a coffee.
Oh, that croissant looks so good.
Oh, I love
it. I promise
so
next
much.
Time we walk or do something, I will eat.
Okay,
I promise.
Okay, good.
Yeah, like anything. Okay, I just want to know, like, did anything stand out this week for a purchase? Are you plotting any moves? Like, what
well,
is going on?
Yeah, I need to get, so big things, like a couple more things for outdoor, like for the upstairs patio.
Okay.
Just make it fun. So I'm actually maybe undertaking a DIY project this weekend, which I'm like, oh God, I don't know about this.
Okay.
But one of my friends is an interior designer and she was saying that she thinks it would be like really cool to create like a canopy of lights over the patio. And she had this like really, I mean, easy, but you just kind of get like pieces of wood and you just like zip tie them to the railing that's up there.
Okay.
And you just put up three and you would create like a frame and then you could just string lights back and
oh
forth.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You need
so
to do that.
I can't do this on my own, but she says that we can try it. So we might do that on Saturday and, so that'd be a cute little project. And then I think just in the main floor, I really need a dining table, but that might just have to wait because my dining table is so small.
A rug,
console table for the entry. Like I do, mm-hmm. yeah, I've got a list. I'm actually kind of overwhelmed. Like I almost don't even know where to start. Like it's,
yeah.
I think I just need to buy something and just start.
Well, I think I know how to start.
Okay.
console table, not really. I mean, dining table, that is functional. That is where you start.
Yeah, you think so, eh?
Yeah, yeah. The dining table is the most functional thing that you need, I think. Yeah. Right?
I don't know. Like, the thing is like, it just feels really barren. So I feel like if I could put a, like, a little, I think a console table is just like an easy thing to get. It's like a couple $100, easy thing. Put a mirror above it. Put a little, like, vase on it. Boom. Done. Right? Like, just one less thing.
High impact, kind of, like, low cost. Okay. Yeah, then you're going
whereas
for
a
high
dining
impact.
Table, I need to kind of, yeah, I need to, as we've both been saying, spending so much money, I might have to wait a little bit, you know, get some, save up a little bit. Yeah.
Well, then in that case, then you do need a list and you need to research what you really want, like what you're going to get, and then kind of divide it into like months, like get one thing per month or something like that.
Yeah. Totally. No, it's hard. Yeah. It's crazy when you start thinking about
it's really overwhelming.
How big of a job it can be to kind of get all this stuff and have to, I'm like, I don't even know where to start. And I am the, you know, so I'm starting with like buying little things that I'm like, this is stupid. I don't need this. Like I'm doing the whole like spending like $50 here, $100 here, some like little things instead of like just pulling the trigger. I feel like that's probably a thing that many people can relate to. Just like sort of like,
oh yeah,
decision. I also feel like I have, what is it? Decision fatigue. Like I'm like, I just feel like I've been making so many decisions lately. I'm like, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah. No, it's true. It is a thing for sure. And like, the fact is you really don't need anything.
No.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
like, is there something missing?
I don't know. I think you just have to come and see it and then we can talk. But I think it's all kind of like there. It just doesn't look, doesn't feel like home yet, but it'll get there.
Yeah.
It'll get
for sure.
Patience,
well, you know, white walls can be scary too. Once you're like, oh my God, wait, now it's just seems so empty. But
it
felt
so empty, yeah.
But, you know, Matt and I looked at that picture and thought, okay, that's cool. You don't even hardly need, to us and our aesthetic, just think of it that way. You're minimalist for now. You know, like, you know, it's okay. You can kind of work with it. And you know, maybe you just need some key art and stuff like that would go a long way. And
getting some stuff on the walls. Because there's literally, it's just empty. It's just like big empty walls. So I'll get there.
Oh, it looks so good. So up on your patio, your grand patio. What do you need there?
I need an outdoor rug and it's really hard to find one that I like.
Yeah. That you like. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know. Like I feel people keep messaging me. I mean, like I'm finding them at HomeSense or here and there, but like by the time I get there, I'm like, I don't see anything.
Yeah. And they're very expensive. So you don't want to get the wrong one.
Yeah, no. And I basically want an outdoor rug that looks like an indoor rug is basically my thing, right? Like I don't want, I feel like there's a lot of that are like colorful and kind of like weird. And I'm like, no, I just want like a basic color. I don't want anything weird. I don't want, I don't know. I'll find. Yeah.
You will find it, I guess. But like it can be really hard too.
They're
I
really
do.
Hard.
Yeah. Okay. So you need a rug.
Kind of
do you have a barbecue?
I don't. Remember the whole ugly barbecue thing? I haven't found one that appeals to my aesthetic.
Oh, right. They're not nice enough looking.
They're so ugly.
They're ugly. I mean, they are. They're just.
We're going to have a standoff with me and barbecues until they like get their shit together and make nicer ones. I'm refusing to purchase one. I have been spending like an obnoxious amount of time at Home Depot. I think I've previously said on the show how much I cannot with Home Depot. Like I just hate it there. My mom used to always trick me into going in high school. She would tell me we were going to Starbucks and then we would go to Home Depot and get furnace filters. And she'd buy one furnace filter at a time. I'm like, buy a pack of 10. What are we doing here, woman? Like,
I can't. Kid.
And she hated kid. I was like 17 and getting fooled with this ruse.
You're like 27.
Honestly, this was like 23. And I was, getting fooled with this ruse constantly. Like, I was like, ooh, Starbucks? Yeah. And then, no, we would be going to Home Depot. Like, my mom doesn't even like Starbucks. Like, I really should have been smarter than this. Anyways, I have been there so many times and like,
For what?
Just everything.
Light bulb,
and like,
paint.
Oh, yeah. Paint. I've had to go a bunch of times. Like, I needed a step stool. I needed extension cords. But like, what psycho designed the Home Depot.
It like, is who something was like,
this
else.
Is a brilliant idea, and I'm gonna put all of the shit in the biggest store that I have ever seen in my life, and that's, I'm gonna put things to the ceiling. Yeah,
that doesn't seem to link. Like, you, there's no themes going to
there's
me.
There's no themes. Who designed then, this place? Who's and in then charge here?
The workers, God bless their souls, are not, are also A, not helpful, not B, not approachable somehow.
No.
Like, definitely don't want to help you.
Oh my God. And it's like try being, yeah, it's probably the same staff, probably just like interchangeable staff, honestly. And like, I know, dread. And like, again, I'm sure these people are lovely, but like asking a question about like where something is in the Home Depot, like the response, I just always get made to feel like I'm
how
so stupid.
Do you not know where extension cords are? Like,
I would,
you know?
Yeah. I was so mad the other day trying to find an X-Acto knife that by the time I found it, I was like, you know what? I don't want it anymore. And I left. Like, what? Who am I punishing?
That's a good strategy. Yeah, like, myself. It's like, definitely, you're trying to like be passive aggressive to someone who didn't exist in that situation.
Yeah, no, totally. So you know what I came home and did? Ruined one of my kitchen knives. Yeah, no, totally.
I love it.
I didn't
spend
$8 on an X-Acto knife that I spent 45 minutes looking for. No, like 15 minutes looking for. Too long.
Yeah,
still.
It is hard. It is hard to love a trip to Home Depot.
Oh my God. And I was trying to find garbage bags and like could not find them. Why are they not with the cleaning stuff? I was in every cleaning,
they should be
all
there.
The cleaning aisles. No. Yeah. Do you know where they are? And I'm so mad about it. I know it makes sense. They're with the garbage bins. But why is there an aisle dedicated to garbage bins?
Wow,
how many garbage
shocking
bins
to me.
Are people looking for?
I guess
I was so
many.
Weird. And you
that's
know what?
Crazy.
They were out of garbage bags. Why are you out of garbage bags? This store is so big and it goes to this. It goes to like, I don't know, what are these 100-foot ceilings, and you're telling me that you don't have fucking garbage bags in here? I can't.
Yeah,
I'm
how's
sorry.
That
I know I'm being ranty. I know I'm ranty.
Well,
like,
you're reliving
it
right
it.
Now. I feel like you're like,
I think I have PTSD.
You're back in re-experiencing
oh
everything.
My God. Don't make me go. I have to go to the Home Depot this weekend if I do this project.
But why?
I'm just gonna have a meltdown.
Oh,
because
for
we
what?
Need to get the wood.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't even get me on. Don't even. That's gonna be a traumatic experience in and of itself.
What
I
about
can't.
These lights? Where are you gonna get them?
Oh, well, I bought lights from HomeSense like a while back, and now, but because I was just going to string them
enough.
Along the railings,
yeah.
But there's no way it's going to be enough. So God only knows where those are coming from.
IKEA?
So.
Ours are little bulbs from IKEA, and they're so cute.
Okay. Yeah. I was at IKEA tonight, actually, and it was, their stock levels are getting a little bit back. I bought the Stockholm mirror actually from IKEA, the one that has like the little ledge on the bottom.
Yes, it's great.
Oh, yeah, good. I just like it. It's very minimalist. So I was going to put that, I was going to put a console table on that wall, like that entry wall, and then put that little mirror above it. Not little, they're pretty big mirrors. But
yeah, exactly. Do that. That'll be so nice. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm loving that.
And those are back in stock. Those were out of stock for so long. There's not very many left. So word to the wise, this will be out probably tomorrow. So Friday. So hustle if you're looking for those Stockholm mirrors because they're in for the hot moment. So I did go to IKEA, bought that.
And did you go to HomeSense too?
I did go to HomeSense. Didn't buy anything at HomeSense, weirdly enough.
Nothing?
You were right. The Sunridge one was very underwhelming. And actually, the Heritage one was super underwhelming, too.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I actually didn't buy... there was, like, a few things I was like, maybe. But I'm like, I need to stop buying, like, random decorative things and, like, think of some bigger things here. Because now I'm just filling my house with shit. And I'm like, I need to get some bigger pieces. So
right, exactly. Now you need to kind of, like...
The mirror was a good one.
Yeah, the mirror is very, very good for that. I had a little bit of a style epiphany. So Matt and I, as you know, will be moving. We have a very beautiful, expensive couch. But we're not sure if we're taking it.
Oh.
Yeah, we're kind of, like, torn. Like, we might want... Have you ever seen or sat in a Montauk sofa?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh my God. There's a Montauk in Calgary. They're these oversized, overstuffed white, all white sofas, and it's all feather down and feathers, like all the pillows, like you sink into it. It's like the most luxurious experience ever. And we're thinking of kind of going like a little... like shabby chic, kind of like California seaside for our new aesthetic. Like kind of Arizona
that.
Desert meets California seaside. So
I love that.
Slip covery and everything. So They're very shockingly expensive. So we're probably going to just take our own, our couch. Because we spent like, it's like our couch is like $6,000 or $8,000.
What?
Yeah. Like it was really expensive. And it's got
Holy shit. I don't even know if all the furniture in my house cost that.
It was like really expensive. Like at the time we were like, let's get, you know, the exact one we want. We're just going to do it. And we've only been with it for like five years, right? So it doesn't seem like it's near its potential yet for payoff, right? So
yeah,
I think we need a few more years with
that. Fair. You got to live with that cost per wear a little bit more.
A little bit longer. Yeah. So
interesting though.
But we're kind of like, I don't know, our design, like our aesthetic is changing a little bit, which is exciting for me because it's a whole new world of shopping. Honestly, like it's just all new websites, all new inspiration.
That's what we're here for, right? Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
I love that. Ooh, do you know what else was happening today? Hmm. The clientele sale started for Aritzia, and like, it's not amazing. It's like $6 off of shit, but I'm not even joking when I say, guess what I bought? If you had to guess, I bought three items. Guess what they were.
Well, a black dress, black pants and a black shirt.
A black t-shirt and two black tank tops.
So three black tops.
Yeah, I bought three black tops today. But
those are your summer blocks.
Well, and they're my summer blocks. And one is like a halter. One's like a little, ooh, like kind of like 90s spaghetti strap, like tank top, like a little mini
cute.
One. It's so cute.
Yes.
And then that black everyday t-shirt that I swear by and I have
well,
like
four you always
of them,
need,
so
exactly. You need, always need more of those, right? So I can totally understand that.
Well, and there are basics. And actually I was like, oh, I need to get another one of black because you and I are the same, like hoard things that we love. Oh. And I'm like, I need to get another one of these before they sell out or I don't know.
Or
I don't know
when they're on sale
or
when, you know what I mean? Like I get it.
Yeah. And so I was like going to buy it. And then I got the email that the clientele sale was starting and I was like, ooh, do I roll the dice on this? Like what if I want it? And then the sale, even though the shirt was $6 off, I'm like, it sells out. So, I did roll the dice, but I got lucky and I was able to, I got it for $6 off. Look at me.
So what does that bring it to? Like, what are those?
I think it was like $20.
The shirts. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're pretty cheap, actually. Like,
oh, that's really good. No, that's great.
All three of those shirts were like $68 or something. But it was pretty
good. That's
good. Yeah,
that's really
good. For three shirts. Like, I was okay.
Okay, so do you remember me telling you that I was looking for pleated khaki shorts?
Yes.
So I was still circling around this idea.
Okay.
Still circle, and I found this new website. Oh, this new, shoot, I'm not going to be able to think of the name of it. It's this like New York designer. They just started maybe a couple of years ago, and they make the most beautiful, like linen-y, gorgeous trousers.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Things like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Shit, I need to get this look. I can't afford that look. Like, I think starting now, I might invest in one or two pieces from this brand every year. You know, my whole philosophy of like, you know, invest in a couple pieces every year. And then in 5 years, you'll have a lot of good stuff. Right. So, I'll start doing that. But in the meantime, I wanted a quick fix. And they had a lot of these like, kind of like oversized shorts with tucked in shirts, like white shirts. And it looked so good, Sarah. So I went again to Lands End, which is kind of like an L.L. Bean, J. Crew kind of deal. And they ship for free to Canada with $100. But right now with some sort of weird like lobster or something, it's a promo code that gets you 50% off. I put two pairs of shorts in this bag, and it was like, okay, no, it's only at $60. You at Canadian. And then, okay, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to put like two sweaters in. They have these two cotton sweaters. You're at $95. I couldn't get up to $100 threshold.
What? That's crazy.
It was crazy. So then I put in like a set of three like traditional men's boxer shorts, because I think that's really cool at home. Like, you know, like the blue Oxford twill boxer short at home.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks so good. Then I finally made it over the threshold. But then I'm thinking, okay, for $145, should I just take all that money and buy one, like go somewhere and just buy one thing?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, am I getting like just like five pieces of crap here? I don't know. Like, what do you do in those situations?
What store was it from that you were getting all these pieces from?
Land's End.
That's how... Is the quality?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Should I roll the dice? I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know the quality of Land's End, so neither. It's hard to tell.
I doubt it's very good. Yeah. That's a thing. Like at those prices.
Well,
it's like Old Navy prices. So I don't know.
Well, my thing is, I do feel that it's a good idea to like invest in a piece, but then I don't know. Sometimes I just want quality. I just do want quantity. I want like options, and I'm not like.
I know.
How much would a pair of those like really expensive that brand be? Like, what are we talking about for that?
Like, pair of pants, $400.
Oh shit.
$400
yeah,
like US. That's,
yeah.
A shirt $350 US.
I get it. There is something to be said for like saving towards, but okay. If you were to take that money that you have in your Land's End cart and put that in like a separate account or put that in a earmark it and actually put it towards it, it'll feel good, right? Like you saved it. And I won't
do that,
right?
Like that's the thing. Like no one will do that. Like who is like, well, I've got $140 from Land's End in there and then $100 from H&M in there. And now I'm going to buy, you know what I mean? Like it is a pipe dream. I'm trying to
use some kind of logic here.
Well, you're using my logic back at me and I'm shaming you for it, right? Like I don't know what to do.
That sounds about right. So
I don't know.
I say, well, the thing is like, I was going to say, no, don't spend a shit ton of money on that aesthetic because you live in Calgary, but you're not going to live in Calgary for very much longer.
Exactly.
But you're also going to be opened up to like an entire new, you only just found out about this place like 25 minutes ago and now you can't live without it. You're also going to be opened up to like a full new aesthetic when you're in like, have we said on the show? Arizona. Are we allowed to say?
Oh yeah, for sure. Moving to Phoenix. Okay. I think I've said it before.
I don't know if you've actually ever said it, but you've always danced around it.
Oh, like it's a secret, but everyone knows. Everyone knows, Phoenix style. Okay, this is scary, Sarah. Did I tell you about my rash? My crazy heat rash?
Yes. I was going to, well, it was, you. And you didn't know if it was a shaver. Did I send you a
picture of it?
No. I would like to see a photo of it,
unbelievable. Though, like, unbelievable. And I think it was partly to do with detergent that I was using, like Tide, and partly to do with the sunscreen irritating it because I kept putting sunscreen on it thinking that it was going to burn, and partly like a new shaver that I got, that expensive new shaver that I mentioned.
Do we think it's the shaver though? I don't know.
It's the detergent. I think that's the main culprit. I was starting to wash my stuff with Tide and then drying it with Bounce sheets. Like who...
I do like, that.
I know, because it's delightful smelling. It smells so good when you do traditional Tide and traditional Bounce. Oh my God.
Well, I don't really dry any of my clothes though. So
it's a dream. Well, Tide really is a dream even. Like it's so good. Yeah. So, and it just seems to work so well. And I got caught up in the Tide.
Like, and so it
literally
you...
washed away by it. So it made me really like, it was insane. And the only thing that helped was hydrocortisone cream. I had to just
it went that deep, eh?
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, it was really bad, but I'm back to normal and I've used the shaver since. So it's not that. Anyway, that's
it's not the shaver.
I'll keep it.
Okay, but how did this take us from Arizona to
sun? I'm so scared, okay. Sarah, of the sun.
Yeah.
That I don't know how well I'm going to do. So I've been like researching sunscreens and like strategies and everything I could think of to like survive like a very Nordic person surviving in the desert. I don't know.
In the desert. At least you're going down in the fall-ish.
Yeah, so at least I'll start. Yeah. Although our first foray will be the summer when we go down and look for a place, and it's going to be a shock.
I feel like I need to come with you guys. Like, I can't believe you're doing
it. Sure. We're going to go down for two weeks.
I'm not. What?
In the summer? You want to go to Phoenix in the summer with me?
Not for two weeks. But like I'll you come could down just for like come a for the weekend.
Are you serious?
For the weekend? Yeah. If the borders are open, if we're allowed to go, it'll be fine. I'm not quarantined for 2 weeks if we come back though. Yeah.
No, it'll be fine. I think by that time, like that, we're truly banking on it being like totally up, and you'll be fully vaccinated, and I think it'll be different. You don't have to quarantine going there. They don't care. No. They don't give a shit. Yeah.
It's free for all down there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not ready. Like, I'm just not emotionally ready, but I'm going to be okay.
I know.
I was being really whiny to Ricky earlier today. Like, I am a supportive friend, everyone, just in case you guys are like, wow, Sarah's being a whiny little jerk. I am very supportive. I just... emotionally, I don't know.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know, it's very
hard. It'll be fine.
I'm. It's never felt real to me, and it's never felt pressing. Like, it's never felt like it's happening soon, until maybe like now.
Yeah, something about your messages like today panicked me. They sent me in a tizzy, and I was literally, we were sending messages like, it's okay, we'll work it out. I'll come back to visit. You'll so come back here.
That like, I'd come back and like, visit Sarah quarterly. For sure, at least. And you'll come at least twice a year. And then we'll do a joint vacation together.
Yes, somewhere we're going to do a joint vacation. We've decided. Like, we were literally sending messages like that. And then I sent her that Leslie note meme. I sent you that Leslie note meme that was like, you have to text me every 30 seconds and tell me everything's going to be okay. I was being very emotionally needy today. But
that is very, no, that's really hard for me to... Oh, it's going to be really weird.
It'll be good. No. It'll be fun. It'll be good. We'll still be able to record. I mean, we've only ever recorded one episode of The Consumerist together. We've recorded them all separately.
Have we recorded one together? I don't even remember.
The first one, the October one in your kitchen, the very first one we got back from Edmonton. God. That's it. And then the restrictions came and we've never actually been allowed to like be in... each other. I haven't been to your house. You haven't been to my house.
No,
like,
nothing.
We have followed the... Let it be known. We
let
have
it
followed
be
the
known.
Rules.
Let
Thank
be
you.
Known. We were walking.
I mean, we've largely followed the rules.
We have...
Like, mostly.
We have flirted with those rules a little bit.
We have navigated inside of them, but, like, we have done good work. Like,
we've figured this out.
So
we've done very good work.
We're going to start filming from each other's houses, though, soon. And... we might even do, we've had all these big dreams of like things that we want to do. Like,
go back to, yes. No, we
yes.
Will.
Like we have so many ideas and we'll do them.
So many good ideas. Yeah. Okay. Is there anything you're coveting right now? And I'm not talking furniture.
Let's talk about my house and furniture, right?
Yeah. I'm talking for you. Like, I don't know. What is it? Do you still want that luxury bag? Do you want, like, what's going on?
I don't know right now. I feel like my head, I'm just, like, in a tizzy. Although, like, I'm going to a wedding this summer. And now I'm kind of, like, my eyes are on a dress. Like, I get to buy a dress for an event. You know how I love a dress, a gown moment. And now I'm not going to wear a gown.
Oh, my God. I want
this
for you.
I'm excited. Gosh. I think I want to, I love a maxi dress. Like, I feel like I'm a bit taller, so I can get away with a maxi dress. So.
Yes.
I want something like floaty. It's in Penticton, in the Okanagan.
So it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be beautiful.
And yeah.
It's gonna be outdoor. Oh my goodness.
It's dreamy.
In Penticton, yeah. Really? I love Penticton.
Yeah. Yeah. It's later on in the summer. So I wanna get something that's very like. Yeah. So I'm looking. I don't know what the vibe is. I have been known to wear black to a wedding. I'm going to try not to. It's going to be my goal.
If you wear black to a summer wedding outdoor in Penticton, I will put my foot down.
I wore... Amanda and I went to... I think I told you this. We went to that wedding in Skibbereen, Ireland. Like, I don't know. That was... God, it was like a few years ago now. But I think it was September. That was the time of year that we were down there. And... we didn't know. And so it's like in a very sort of like gothic cathedral, beautiful church in this like really small town in Ireland, which P.S. Amanda told me was like 45 minutes from Ireland. It would just, or Dublin, it would be this cute like little drive and I could drive on the wrong side of the road. Yeah. Cut to 5 hours later, we were literally on the other side of Ireland. Like you cannot get farther from Dublin than where we were. We were back on the ocean, like.
Oh my God!
On the
Is this
South
when
Shore.
You had to stay at, when you stayed in that Airbnb? Airbnb that
House
had
of Horrors.
That had dolls everywhere.
Yes,
the
dolls and mannequins.
Thing I've ever seen in my life. The scariest place I've ever seen.
It was wild.
That with the soundtrack of just your voice reacting like in a podcast scenario I'd run for the hills. for the Highlands.
Oh my God. That one was, if you ever find yourself in a town called Skivereen Island or Skivereen in Ireland, let me know and I will send you to Mona's. This woman is like a collector. She'd been written about in like the paper. She's so eccentric doesn't even begin to describe this woman.
Does not.
She had a houseboy that just like appeared out of nowhere. That was like, and her house was like a shrine. Like there was just dolls and mannequins everywhere. Like there was not a room to breathe and every room was themed inside of this Airbnb because we just like rented a room. I'm like, why can't we stay at the hotel like all of the normal people are staying? Why do we have to be at this Airbnb? Anyways, it was
absolutely insane.
And then like, she banished us to the attic because she was mad at us. So she made it. I am not joking. Like, I wish I was joking. She made us go stay in the attic so that we would have to share a bed because she didn't want to like give two beds up. So she made us go stay in the attic together. And like this, and we were in this bathroom. There was this ensuite that was our bathroom, which was also Mona's personal bathroom, we found out later. And it didn't, like, the shower was, like, in, like, a true Irish, like, the all the ceilings were slanted down. And yes. So the shower was, like, only a tub. And, like, I couldn't stand up in the shower, but I was trying to, like, have a shower, have a bath. And I was so delirious. I was so weirded out by like being banished to the attic. I was like crying and Amanda came in the bathroom and I was like crouching in the tub trying to shower and I was laughing and crying and she was like, okay, I don't know how to support you right now. So I just noticed you left this bath stuff. You might want it. I'm just going to leave you and let me know. Like it was. So it sounds crazy.
I love
it. Was the craziest pipes I've ever been in my life. And Amanda had one job, and it was to book that. I booked the entire. Then we flew to Scotland. We did a 6-day tour around Scotland. I booked everything. Amanda had one job, and that was
and
what
you
she
ended
did.
Up at and Mona's.
Yeah, we ended up at Mona's House of Horrors. Anyways, the point of this long-winded story, though, is that
we're
in this little town, and we didn't know. Yeah. So Amanda and I were like, okay, what do we wear? Like, it seems kind of chic, like kind of cool. So I wore this long black maxi dress, like a halter maxi.
Okay,
it was really pretty. I loved it. And Amanda wore this like really great black jumpsuit. And she like, we were like vibes, like we were killing it. We show up to the church and I wore, okay, now in hindsight, as I'm telling this story, I'm like, okay, I wore a moto jacket, like a leather moto jacket over it, but I just like slung it on my shoulders because it's Ireland. It's like a little chilly. Yeah. And so we're walking to the church and these two old ladies passed us and they're like, oh, this is the wedding. All these people must be going. Cause you could see all these people like walking towards the church. It's a small town. And they were like, oh, all these people must be going to the wedding. And as these ladies passed us, one of the ladies like gave me the biggest side eye you've ever seen. And she's like, it must be a pretty posh wedding by the looks of this. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I should be insulted.
The townspeople are
like fucking
are up
ruthless.
In arms.
Yeah. So we got there and literally every single person is wearing like a bright colored dress and a fascinator. And we are in black, all black. It was so bad. Like we were like, oh my God. And they all were wearing like the style of the time. Like, I think it was just after Meghan Markle. Wedding. So everyone was wearing boat neck dress. Everyone had on a boat neck style of dress. They were in like, talking like pinks and blues and like bright, like purples and all of that. Fascinators. And I have a leather jacket and a long black gown.
It was like you were
on,
coming to beat them up. Like I'm so
church.
like a New York moment.
Oh my God. And then we sat through a 2.5 hour service. Like
Why?
It was a 2.5 hour wedding. I don't know. I was so bored. I don't remember. Amanda
Is it
claims.
Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh,
Amanda
yeah.
claims at one point I said really loudly in the church, oh my God, I'm so bored or something to that effect. I don't think I did, but who knows? I don't know. I probably did. But anyways, and then, yeah, everyone got changed in the evening. Everyone got changed into like jumpsuits and stuff, like very sort of, very like UK vibe jumpsuits. Like,
wow.
Yeah, the girls did not, needless to say, we did not make many friends with the girls at that wedding. Huge hit with the groomsmen. Not so much with any of the women.
Well, who cares? Anyways, who gives a fuck about the girls.
it was actually really fun. It was probably one of the funnest weddings I've ever been to. But
I like making a statement. You stood out in a good way. But yes, you know, for Penticton,
but I will not do that this wedding.
I'm going to do some research for you. What would be a top brand contender for a maxi dress? Like, give me an idea.
I don't know.
Like, who?
I'm probably going to go to Nordstrom, to be honest, and start there. And see, just kind of do like a look around and see what's there. And then I'm going to start creeping online. And then I might check out like Revolve. I might check out, remember that that store from Vancouver that I said that I wanted to buy a dress from? I might
but
maybe
buy
something from there.
But you did buy a dress from there.
No, I didn't. No, I never ended up doing it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe it's them. I can't remember what it's called. It's on my phone, so I think it's like Park and Fifth or something.
Yeah.
I might take a look there. And yeah, so I'm excited. That's a big purchase on my, I'm excited to like put on a dress, go out, do something. Like, it's going to feel very weird, but also very exciting. What about you?
I'm very happy. I don't think I'll really need to dress up. Well, we might be invited to a wedding. It just depends on some of the number things we're not too sure. But oh God, I would love to dress up for a wedding this summer. I really would. And we will be going, we'll be doing some traveling and stuff like that. So I don't really have anything that I like special to do this summer, which is really too bad.
But I mean, do you have like special, you were moving to another country and you were going to be going, like, I think that's special, like that's something, but I mean, do you have a big purchase that you always ask me these questions, you load these questions up for me and then give me these.
It's like, you would think that I would have a good answer for myself if I were to ask you something like that. You know that I really foresee myself traveling so much more in the next coming, you know, years.
Totally. Yeah.
That I think I'm going to buy myself the Rimowa, the classic metal Rimowa cabin carry-on.
You are going to do it, eh?
Yeah, the classic one.
I know we've eyed it. Yeah.
Exactly right. I have the Rimowa, but it's like the Samba. It's a polycarbonate, like it's a plasticky one, which is great, but I want the metal one. And I kind of want like a luxury travel bag, like of some sort. And I think I want like Gucci.
Oh, shit.
So those are two things that I really want to do. And then I also want to get like a full laser face. Like, I want to laser everything. Well, I want to do all therapy. It's not laser. Well, it's kind of lasers. It's like a radio frequency treatment. And it's the only one approved by the FDA to like tighten and lift skin.
Okay.
So
what's
like
it called?
All therapy.
All
therapy.
Okay.
And it must be something to do with the type of laser, like why they named it like that. And it's like $2,500 for the full face, but it's pretty good. Like, for someone my age, it's a good thing to get done. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go start getting anything wild. I just want to like improve. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of...
No, I love that. Yeah.
Zhuzh everything up. Like, just...
Kind of...
A 45-year-old refresher.
Right? I love that. And do you get it done here in Calgary?
There is a place in Calgary. Well, Skin Possible. You've probably seen ads for Skin Possible everywhere.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just me saying that will make Skin Possible appear on your Instagram every 2 seconds. So... you could check them out. It's kind of cheesy, their branding and everything, but they literally do the most traffic. Like, they have the highest like turnover and like the most whatever experienced people and everything like that. So I might do that. So those are right there. What I just told you is $10,000 worth of stuff that I want.
Ricky.
Between three things. So it's like when I dream big. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't
you
help
go
it.
For it.
I go
I'm here for
it.
It. No, that's why I love you. That's why, yeah.
Okay, wait. We have a question from a faithful listener. I just want to bring this up that we do get voicemails.
We do. And then we don't listen to them and we're so bad and we forget. But we were so happy that we listened to one. And I didn't even know a friend of mine, Victoria, listens to the show. And is like, I had no idea.
It's so great.
And
okay.
We used to work together. And so she left us a message. And so we finally got it.
It's a good one. Okay. So I'm going to play it. So here we go.
Hello, consumers. This is an avid listener here, Victoria. I have a burning question for you. Who do you consider to be your style icons? And follow-up question, Do you think that style icons still exist today, or has street style democratized fashion so much that they don't really exist anymore? Would love to hear your thoughts. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, that's a brilliant question because I don't really think in terms of this anymore, because like when I was a fashion journalist, this is all I would think about. Like, how great is that? Right? Like when you're in fashion, like when we're editing and assigning stories in like style sections, this is the type of shit you're always in and in, but I have fallen from that. I work at a college. Like, we don't care about that different. Anymore.
It's very different, but this is such a good question. And when I heard this, I was like, oh my God, I love this. Okay, so it's two-parter though. So it's first two-parter. Part.
So I want to know from you first, who is your style icon?
Okay, I had to think about this for a minute. And I know it's kind of like a cliche, maybe an eye-rolling answer, but I honestly I always look back at old photos of Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Like, I just think, okay, and specifically, I really liked her style in the 70s. So I think in the 60s, when she was like at height fame, because I'm pretty sure that's when JFK was assassinated, she did like, that's like the Chanel suits, the pillow box hat, like the very sort of like sophisticated, sort of like buttoned up kind of style. But then I would say like later on, she started to evolve into this like really laid back sort of effortless thing.
Halston.
And that's what I love.
Halston was dressing her and she was, it was her Onassis years, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, so it was the 70s. Yeah. So it was after he was assassinated, JFK, and she was kind of out of all of that. So, and like her signature, like if I could sum up her style, it was dressed all in black with large black. So like when you think of her with those large black sunglasses, like oversized ones, that was from the 70s. And so like all black, she would, I've seen photos of her in like just sort of like a button down, like super slouchy silk button down blouse and jeans. Like
exactly. So but always so good. Like, and also just like the, like a white perfect shirt with like wide leg linen trouser with big, so good, with a scarf in her hair or something like that. She was always, that's one person that was always beautifully, impeccably dressed, no matter like what stage she was at in life. Cause also 80s Jackie O was incredible too, right? Like, so she was always just like the pinnacle, but you're right. There's something special about the 70s. It looks so good, doesn't it?
I know. I saw a photo of her and just wearing like a pair of, like trousers and like a white button down. It was so good. And she did the plaid with the fur that was really big, but did it in like a very classic, like understated way. You always see photos of her in the stripes, like the nautical stripes that you use.
Because she did a lot of sailing and a lot of seaside living and a lot of that. Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's just so good. Anyways, so that's good. Probably mine. Like, I want that sort of, I think like just, I look at a lot of women's styles in the 70s. Like, I feel like Audrey Hepburn had a really good thing going on there. Bridget Bardot. Like, and again, it was all that sort of like,
oh, and Jane Birkin, Lauren Hutton. All of those. Gloria Steinem has such good style. Like, all of those people. Oh, love it.
It was just like classic, understated, really good basics, kind of what I strive for. So,
Exactly.
That's me. What about you?
I have two. I'll mention briefly. Serge Gainsborough, who I posted on the feed before, the outfit that I'll wear to see you when we finally get together.
Yes.
As he's, you know, just like a French music icon, but his style, oh my God, it's just the epitome of cool French man dressing. And I just think it's truly the best. And same thing, he always looked good. And he had different eras, like where he was only wearing suits. And then he kind of wears streets, a lot of denims. A lot of that French seaside looking stuff too, you know, like white shoes, white pants, oh, love it. But the other person for all American style, and actually I'm changing it up on you because I did tell you beforehand, Paul Newman. Paul Newman
good one. Was
the best. I follow a feed called like Everybody Loves Paul or something like that. I can't remember, or I Love Paul or something like that. And they just share him from every era, and this man was, well, first of all, one of the most beautiful men of all time. But yeah, his style, his style was just undeniable. Like pure Americana. So good. And it really is like, I love that whole thing. I love like this. I've always said to people, I'm French during the week. I like French style during the week. And I like American style on the weekend. That's me.
I love that.
Okay. And then Victoria.
That's a really good one.
This is a really good follow up. You can tell that she knows her shit. So
yeah, she does.
She knows
she
her
certainly
shit.
Does.
And she asked us if there are still style icons today and if street style has kind of cannibalized that type of aspiration. So
such a good question.
What do you think about that? It's a hard one.
Yeah. And I kind of think no, like it doesn't. I think trends do sort of exist. Like you'll see, obviously, you know, right now, shoulder pad like shirt, like you'll see like micro trends like all the time coming back, but
the cycles are fast.
Yeah, they are way faster. And I also think because like she's right, influencers and street style and all of this stuff, it's sort of like it's kind of evolved. And it's like I don't think magazines setting the tone and like celebrities and style icons setting the tone of like that sort of tastemaker thing is as impressionable anymore. I think it still exists and I think some people still like do it, but I don't know if it like affects the masses and has that like trickle down effect.
Yes, right? Exactly. Like I think style icons still exist. They're just not who they used to be. You know, it's not socialites necessarily. Yeah. It's not necessarily a movie star. It could be anyone.
Well, and that's the thing. I think it's funny that the style icons we mentioned are no one's from now. The 2000s. Like, would, there's no one really. Yeah.
It would. Although I wonder if it takes, if anyone would ever say, you know, a style icon was from their own era. Like, if you were to ask someone in the 60s or 70s who their style icon was, I doubt they would say, oh, you know what? They might say Jackie Kennedy. So actually, well, maybe it is. Yeah.
That's the thing, though, is that you could look back at a photo of Jackie Kennedy and be like there's never an outfit that I've seen of hers. And I'm like, woof, you know what I mean?
No,
like there's stuff that I'm like,
nothing.
Not my vibe, but like, think of even people who, okay, so who's someone's kind of stylish now? Ooh. I don't know. Like a celebrity that's sort of stylish. They all were subject to the early aughts and like low rise jeans, navels, belly buttons out, like stupid butterfly clips in their hair, weird tank tops.
Exactly.
Like they all were that. They weren't style icons. They didn't have style. They just are dressed in trends. That's not the same thing.
And a lot of them are styled. Like they're not, not from their own imagination. It's not them. And I wonder, back in the day, did those people have stylists? You know, did Jackie O have
a
dresser?
But I think they were like tastemakers in and of themselves.
Yeah.
So like they knew how to dress themselves. I don't think that was really a thing, right? Like that was part of like what made them part of that like society and class and all of that kind of stuff was like knowing how to dress.
But let me ask you, do you give a shit about influencers or street style for your own?
No,
I don't either. I think actually that ship has passed too.
I think it is. I really do think it is. And I think, even this whole thing about, of course I'll buy what's in stores and I will, but I don't buy like crazy trendy things anymore. And I think, like this whole thing about, you know, we're old if you wear skinny jeans. Like,
oh,
I don't give a shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
give me a break.
I think you're actually showing your age sometimes when you're wearing trends that are clearly not meant for you. Or you're trying too hard to follow the trends, right?
It's like, easy to see. You know what the thing that I love the most? And I was about a year ago, 2 years ago maybe, I was at Bridget. Mm-hmm. And people there, I was just there for a dinner and people there were dressed up. The women were wearing cool outfits and it looked so cool. And it was just like part of life. Like it was like, you can have that wardrobe, but if it's only to take a picture, if it's only to be seen out somewhere stupid, then that's not style. I think like when you witness someone wearing a great outfit in your everyday life and you're out participating in it, you're living your life, you feel good, and
so
you
true.
Recognize it around you, that is the inspiration right now.
Yeah.
We haven't had that. We have not had that.
And I think to your point earlier too, like I think true style, like, it can't be bought. It's not, you don't just like go, yeah, and like the stylist and all of that kind of stuff. It's just like, I think being stylish, it's in the details, right? It's about knowing how to mix high and low, where to invest, knowing what your own style is, getting rid of shit that you just, it's time to let go of. Editing, yeah, getting rid of the excess, like all of it. It's kind of, yeah, and that's what I think it is. It's like, I think there's this whole, we're just cycling through fashion, and it's so almost like superficial in some ways, right? Like the, yeah.
I think we're, in the next few years, we're going to see such a joy of fashion.
Yeah, I hope so.
I really think so. I think people are going to be so, it's going to be a different vibe for a while, like where people are going to be so enthusiastic about dressing up and style and wearing clothes and all that type of stuff, that it's going to be really infectious.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that. It's going to be cool. I think it's going to be cool to see. It's going to be cool to see what happens. It's going to, like, there's been such a reckoning too with like stores.
The old guard is down. The old guard is gone. Yeah.
And you, like what we talked about even in one of our first episodes with like, people are looking for more now. Like when you have these sort of cafes and stores, and it's about the experience, and it's about all of it. I actually think that's sort of a shift a little bit back to how to kind of like the golden age of style icons and all of that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
Like it's part of that experience. It's not fast fashion.
Yes. Yeah. And the interaction is going to mean a lot more. The interaction is going to mean more. And actually I think people are going to start spending more on per purchase.
Investing and No, I think it's an exciting time. Like I think there's so much hope for the future, and I'm fashion and clothes, and it's all going
to
come back.
Yes, and when we get amazing. To go for brunch, we're going to
we can
feel
be
so good, and we're going to dress up.
I'm going to look like Jackie Kennedy every day when we go for brunch.
We'll do it.
Victoria, question.
Good
like,
one.
Thank you for
and
that.
Like, that's so great. So everyone else, like, you can just go to our profile on anchor.fm. It's like, there's a link in our profile on Instagram and follow it, and you can find where to call in, where to leave your voicemail. And I think you have 1 minute, and we will talk to whatever we hear about.
We might take us a month to get
might
to it.
Might take a
but, like,
long time.
What a fun little, I was so, I had, like I said, no idea Victoria's a listener. I like gasped when I heard it. I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. We used to work together at the magazine. Actually, Victoria and I went on a fashion shoot. I brought her with me when I was styling a shoot to Victoria. Confusing.
Oh, that's
Victoria
amazing.
Victoria BC. Yeah, she came with me, and it was fun. We stayed at the Empress, and we shot at like a castle and all these places, and that was so challenging because that was the one, oh my God, remember that one where the model ended up being like, I'm not making, like, trying to make light of this, but she was like amazing, like she was
I've had that
skinny.
On set too,
like her photos did not match, and it was, oh my God, her and I were panicking. Like, I had to take this jumpsuit that was a size 2, and I had to put giant binder clips the whole way down,
God.
And then like shrug a coat on her shoulders, and then like binder clip the coat, so it looked like, it was like, we were, her and I were just like, oh my God, we were just panicking. I remember at one point because we would always like go to a location, so we couldn't go back and look for clothes, we were digging through the back of the van trying to find like
something
put this on
fit.
This woman and then we pulled out the jumpsuit, and I was like, we're gonna make this work. I don't care.
Hey, someone should refer back to that to see the magic, the behind the scenes stories in the trenches. We should do like a trenches episode of all the crazy shit we've been through in the name of fashion.
Yeah.
Professionally.
I love that. We've done some. Yeah, we have done some crazy shit.
Yeah, some crazy shit.
Ricky, way crazier, like literally would go to Paris. So it's amazing. But
okay. Well, you know what? On that note, I think that is a really robust episode, Sarah.
I think so too. We're back with vengeance. So
we're
back
with vengeance.
And leave us messages. Like us on Facebook or like us on Instagram. I mean, not Instagram. What am I talking about? Like us on iTunes, right?
Oh.
Where do you find the podcast? What? How? What am I doing here?
Well,
what
podcast,
value am I bringing
Apple
to the
podcasts.
Show?
We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, Amazon Pod, like whatever, wherever you get your podcast. But rate us, like give us 5 stars, leave us a review. We have like a lot of and we've got like a lot of 5-star reviews, and
oh
a lot of it's thank crazy. Thank you, everyone. So please do keep doing that. And until next time.
Until next time.
Happy shopping.
Bye.